Yes, Connie, is that you?
Log Talk Radio.
Okay, 407.
407 is me.
Okay, Angela, right?
Correct.
I know,
correct.
I remember numbers. We're we got you on here. You are muted, but if you want to speak, go ahead and press 1 when something comes up, okay? David?
Correct.
Okay, I'm just guessing. I'm pretty damn good with these numbers. All right. Thanks, David. Great contest. It was a blast to work.
Glad you enjoyed it.
Absolutely. Stay tuned if you want to make any comments or we need an organizer's viewpoint. You're the guy. Okay, so we got David saved. Any other board members? Hang on, we got, this is Connie. 407, Connie?
I'm here.
Okay, I just want to, you are live. And we got him.
Steve on.
Yes, yeah, Steve's on. 850, I'm not sure if it's, wait. Not connecting. All right. It's either Robin or Kevin.
Kevin won't be with us tonight.
Okay, then Robin, is that you? Robin or Pat, maybe?
It's Pat.
Hey, Pat, sorry. I forget that you're that same area code. You are live.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. All right, Steve, I have all the board members.
Okay.
All the board members that are on are live.
Okay, the meeting will come to order. Connie, would you call the roll call, please?
Sure, just one second. Obviously, Steve, you're here. Lori Frenzy, you're here. Jim Elser?
I'm here.
Pat Brannon?
Here.
I wasn't here when everybody was kind of signing in, so I guess I'm looking for Robin Yelverton?
Nope.
Okay, let me just get in here. And me, I'm here. So I think we have 4 or 5. I think we have a quorum, yes.
Okay. Shall we approve the previous minutes?
I haven't received them.
I don't think I've gotten them either.
I sent them out.
Oh.
I got them last week sometime.
That's when I sent them out. So do you want to put off approving those minutes?
Sure, just send them out and we'll catch up next meeting.
All right.
Read them. Okay, old email business.
Okay, business conducted by email. Robin Yelverton made a motion to approve the election ballot sent by Gary Washam. Kevin French seconded the motion, and that motion carried. No response from Jim Elser. Because a candidate for director failed to withdraw her nomination before the election had begun, we have been asked to stop this election and start over. The FBA will incur a second $90 fee for the election program and another $47 in postage. Jim Elser made a motion to cancel current voting, update the ballot, and restart the election. Robin Yelverton seconded the motion carried. Kevin Prince made a motion that we make bed. Well, I probably should give a prereq on this. I thought it would be interesting to see how many original members we still had, and I came up with about 36 out of the entire membership, and I thought it would be interesting to send a special badge to them that designated them as a charter member. Whenever they come to judge, it might be a nice conversation starter, and people would wonder what that's about. So Kevin French made a motion that we make badges for the FBA original / charter members at a cost of about $360. I'm hoping we can do that for less. Pat Brannon seconded the motion, and the motion carried. That's all that I can remember that was an email. Does anyone have a discrepancy on that?
Okay. Questions?
Okay. We don't have the finances because our treasurer isn't with us. And
Steve?
He did not. Yeah.
Is there, the email business that passed, but there was no discussion about it?
I just didn't like to.
The email business regarding the $350, because I got that today. I literally, 10 minutes ago, because I was gone, sent a thing back about it, but it passed because I guess everybody else responded, but nobody thought about the fact
I said yes at first, because I got on my computer, just recently, and then the more I thought about it, and then I seen your email, Lori, and the more I thought about it, it's like, I think we need to look into this. I just sent an email saying that, would it be cheaper to just do a decal they could put on their current badge, noting that.
Yeah, because $350, and let me just say, literally, it was 10 minutes ago. If I had seen it yesterday, or everybody had a chance to see it yesterday, I see that Steve and Connie, you guys have been going back and forth about it, and then I saw something earlier that said this is a great idea because, Connie, you had this great idea. It's great. However, we're not doing anything for the majority of the members, but we're willing to do something, and I think it's noble to recognize them, but let's get the other shit done for the rest of the membership and not $350 for the few. Just so, okay, it passed, but I don't think that's right for it to pass a half hour before an actual meeting, which was my complaint last month. It's something important that came to me 15 minutes before I could see it.
Okay, so what would you like to do about it?
I guess it's already passed, but I think that's ridiculous. It was email business that passed 15 minutes before the meeting starts that not everybody got a chance to see, and we're spending money on something that we still haven't done for the rest of the membership. So what I'd like to do is give the other members benefits. I love this idea because I do think we should notarize them in some fashion, but here we go.
All right, so how are you going to do it? I'm open to suggestions.
My suggestion would be to do other members' benefits first and then come back and do that.
All right, so what are you going to do about the motion you've got that's passed?
I'm going to do anything. I'm just saying I don't think that's right. Again,
well, these are
you guys,
charter members that started
you guys do
from
this
the
a half hour beforehand.
So
I take it that's a no vote, Lori?
Mine was a no vote. I put an email in that said, are you kidding me, basically.
I didn't get the email. I'm trying to
And why? Because it was so close to the time of the meeting.
Well, the response
this shouldn't
from
have gone out today.
242. Now they're coming in.
It shouldn't
but
have gone out today to pass something for tonight.
Well, I thought it wasn't even going to be discussed tonight because it wanted to be a surprise for the older charter members.
It's still a vote, Pat. It's got to come out.
We did vote.
Yeah.
What time did I send in my vote? It was early today.
2:42.
And if everybody can't see their email, you can't do it before a meeting like this. But, okay.
All right, so, Lori, you can...
No, Steve, this is great.
Now listen to me. If you don't like it, if you think it's wrong... then make a motion that we not do it. and see where it goes.
I can't make a motion. We don't do it. I can't rescind a motion I didn't make. I can't rescind that. Parliamentary procedures, I can't rescind it. I didn't know it was being passed for today. Parliamentary procedure says I cannot rescind that.
Make another motion, Lori.
I make a motion that the $350 not be spent for the founders' badges until the rest of the members get an opportunity to reap the benefits of their membership.
Okay, is there a second?
Jim seconds.
Okay. Is there discussion?
Yeah.
Run me.
The discussion being that we have a bunch of stuff on the table to be taken care of for the rest of the members. I do like this. I always think we should honor founding members. But we have to take care of all the stuff going on right now before we do that. That's my discussion.
What stuff is there?
Pardon me?
What stuff is there? I don't know.
Pat, you've been getting, I think I resent it, but you've been getting emails attached to the other stuff for the members since September of last year.
Right.
And I'm still waiting. You know, we could spend the $350 to get the program to do a membership card for all the members so they could go to Restaurant Depot and not email me or text message me every day or anytime they want them for a Restaurant Depot copy. That would be better spent to take care of that first.
Okay.
All right. Is there any other discussion? Okay, is anybody listening in want to comment on this one?
Yeah, I think I see a David. David Haskett, I saw you come up to the top. Did you want to comment?
Yeah, to stay in parliamentary procedure, all it takes is one member who voted on the prevailing side to make a motion to reconsider the action. If that motion passes, then you can bring it back up as a motion on the floor, and then you can all discuss it and be official on the record.
Yeah, I think that's where we're at, only slightly different words, David.
Do you have any comment about the action, David?
No, I was just, you were saying you couldn't bring it up to, because it already passed.
Defend it.
I was telling you how you could do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, honey. Let me look to see. No, I don't think there's anybody else.
Okay, that being the case, I believe the motion is to rescind the decision to get the membership badges for the charter members. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
No.
Aye.
Okay, Connie, do a roll call, please.
It's 3-2.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah.
I couldn't figure it out. All right. How can it be 3-2?
Pat, Connie, Steve.
Steve can't vote unless it's a tie.
Well, it's a tie.
God.
Okay, if it's a tie, then Steve votes yes, let's do it. Steve votes for getting the badges.
Okay, so that would be a no.
All right. All right. Moving along, membership report, Connie.
Okay. The election has been restarted and paper ballots were resent. I have no idea what's going on, Gary. Sorry. We passed it all on to you. Are you getting the paper ballots mailed in?
Yes, as of today, I have 26 paper ballots received.
26 of the new ones or a combination of the two?
I don't know. I've just put the envelopes in a big manila envelope, and I'll open them all at the same time once the election closes.
Okay. You should be able to tell very easily which is the first and second ballot. We have, I don't know where else to go with this except that we have 881 total members. We have 4 new individual members and 3 new family members. I sent a condolence card to Ruth Sucras at the death of, God, I'm drawing a total lapse here, her husband. And we did receive a note back from Gail and Ruth thanking us for remembering them.
Okay, so anything else?
Nope, that's all I have membership related.
Okay, consent agenda is pretty simple. Approve money for meat and preparation for the judges seminar December 9th. I don't think it's going to come in anywhere near $500 because I've got a number of teams that have graciously agreed to cook if we'll provide the meat. So, but I do need the authority to spend the money.
I move to spend the money for the judges seminar in Perry.
I'll second it. This is Pat.
Okay. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. That carries. Opposed? Okay. Committee reports. The organizers. Don Fisher has sent me an email saying he is making absolutely no progress. He contacts the organizers, and nobody's really interested in participating in any sort of committee. I think we've about beaten that horse to death, so it is my intent, to, in accordance with the bylaws, to disband that committee. Okay.
Can I ask a question about that?
Certainly.
Because you have Dennis that's working with them as a new liaison, and we certainly have other people that are qualified. I know that Don's got his issues. I still think that's a great committee to move forward with, and I'm almost going to put David on the spot because I know that he's on here, but isn't that something we would really like to pursue?
What's the feeling of the board?
David?
Yeah.
Do you want to see it disbanded?
Oh, it doesn't matter to me. I just don't have time to serve on it. That's my problem right now. I mean, if the board's not doing anything anyway, that committee's not doing anything anyway, you're really not hurting anything by disbanding it because it doesn't exist.
And I think right there, David, is the crux of the whole issue.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Unless there's violent objections from the board, that one is disbanded. Okay, Cook Team Committee, Ben Purvis, is Ben on?
Yeah, he is. Hang on. Ben?
Hello.
Hey,
you're
Ben.
Live.
You got anything from the Cook Team Committee?
No, we haven't had nothing going on this month. Everybody's been getting along, I guess, not complaining too much, so we don't have no big issues to argue about right now.
Okay. When we get to the rep committee's report, I'm sorry, the judge's report, they want to get with you and get something done on those definitions.
Yes. Okay.
So let you get with Lou and work that out, if you would.
I'll get on it.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Okay, the judges.
I'm thinking
Lou,
this might
are you
be
on?
Lou. Well, hang on. I think he just jumped up. Yeah,
what is
I thought that was him.
Okay.
Hang
okay.
on. Lou, is that you?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Do you want to give
you're
it or do you want me to read it, Lou?
Either way, go ahead.
All right. They want to get the new scorecards out early in 2017. I think that's probably not a bad idea. We just talked about waiting for the comments from the Cooks Committee. The online judges manual cannot be word processed. I'll get with you offline, Lou, and we'll get that sorted. The judges committee would like to have the contest sanctioning agreement include requiring each organizer to have a website for their contest, which would include the application for judging. And they're working on what do we do with no-show judges.
That don't buy the organizer.
That what? I didn't hear it.
No-show judges that do not notify the organizer that they will not be there.
Yeah, that's a continuing problem. And if you guys can come up with a solution to that, I'm going to be real impressed. And I don't say that sarcastically. I say that very seriously. That's been a continuing saga.
Well, there is a solution.
What is it?
You kick them out.
Or you
no.
report them to each other, to each organizer.
Some organizers remember and some organizers don't. I know David Haskett has a memory of an elephant, but others don't. So I don't think kicking them out is the solution.
Well, if they keep doing it over and over and over again, what are you going to do? We need to have the lead rep work with the organizer and find out which judges are not notifying the organizer that they're not available. And then we can combine those lists and do something about it.
So maybe
I will tell you, as a rep that seated judges and then, you know, 12 of them not show, it's a pain in the ass on the day of the contest.
It is.
Right.
Totally a pain. Totally a pain.
Well, if you want something done about it, we needed to define and notice who's not showing up
yeah.
in each of the contests.
Right.
And the first thing is probably send them a letter of reprimand. The next thing is to stop them from judging for maybe 3 to 6 months. And the last third thing is, if you keep doing it, is not let them judge at all.
We have
okay.
a million judges. There's 600 judges out there, and there's a lot of judges that say they can't get in. So
right.
it should be easy.
I can put a column. I can add a column to the judges list online. That's called a no show, and we'll just put a hash mark every time they no show.
There you go.
Would that be helpful?
That's easy, isn't it? I mean, it's easy for you to do, isn't it, Connie?
Very easy.
Yeah.
Okay, let's let the committee come up with a proposal. And
we're working
on it. Is that okay, Lou?
Yep. That'd be fine.
All righty. Anything else?
Nope, that's it.
All righty. Thanks, Lou. Okay, the IT committee, and you should have Gary's report. Basically, it's a bunch of updated things. We restarted the elections, and based on concern that Gary might be have a conflict of interest or appear to have a conflict of interest, I ended up with the passwords to the election process. Now, I will tell you that out of our entire membership, approximately 260 votes have been cast. And that's about all the information that I'm privy to. I could go in and determine, actually, it's a real interesting system, who voted, but there's no way that I can get into how did they vote, and there's no way that I can get in any way, shape, or form to manipulate the vote. So I think it's a really good system, and it's progressing. So we'll see in another couple weeks. And for anybody that's listening that hasn't voted, I would urge you to vote. Okay, the probably the big thing, Will Cleaver submitted a contract for services. I had it legally reviewed by an expert in contract law who said, you guys don't want to sign this. So he made some very significant changes, sent it back to Will, and in Gary's IT report, he says that Will has, in fact, agreed to the contract, and a clean copy has been sent to him for signing. So we should be approving that at the next meeting. Okay, new contest liaison. And again, you should have the copy of this. Pretty much he's working with Pompano. He spent some time with Riverview at a non-sanctioned event that went very well, and they made an announcement of awards that they would be sanctioned next year. He has helped with a non-sanctioned contest in Monticello, and we will may or may not hear from them. He says it's his opinion they won't sanction due to our award schedule. And then we've got the mystery contest. He was contacted by someone in Northeast Florida asked not to name the location, but they intend to send in a request for sanctioning within a month for a contest in July or August. And he expects Wild Adventures to re-sanction. I should have asked before I started reading this. Is Dennis on?
No, I didn't see his number. But Dennis,
okay.
If you're on, press 1. Let me just kind of go through again. Wait. I don't think. Lou,
okay.
Is that you? I think I
no.
Lou's the number. Yeah, sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't see Dennis's
That's
number.
Dennis's report. The rep committee, is Bob Youngblood on?
Hang on, I don't see his number either. No.
Okay. Everybody should have gotten Bob's report. And basically, this afternoon he sent us their new training program that they've been working on. You should have all received that. I did not put it on the agenda tonight simply because it's a fairly long document, and my feeling was that we really needed time to look at it and digest it, and so it'll probably show up on the agenda at the next meeting. The other thing is that, interestingly enough, Bob and Dennis wrote it, and it's a good program, but it has not apparently been reviewed by the Rep Committee. So we'll wait for that to come in, but it is worth looking at. They are currently working on a rewrite of the Rep Manual, the Organizer's Manual, and the sanctioning materials. So we'll see where that goes when they come up with it. All right. Let's move on to old business. Item one we've already taken care of. Gary took care of item two in his report from the IT committee. Been no further progress on a code audit. We got the status of support contract with Wilt Cleaver. It's being signed, and will come back to us. Is Gary on?
Yes.
Okay. The availability of a program or plugin to automate membership data. Did we get that, and is it up and running?
No, I installed the plugin to start experimenting with it. The major task is to convert the membership database format that we've inherited from previous membership secretaries and so forth into a format that's amenable to import into the plugin module. That's about 50% done. I've been converting Connie's database little by little, and so once I get it all formatted and converted, then I'll run a trial import into the member module, because I have to create a lot of custom fields to support the data we store. And once that's done, we'll find out how viable it is. It should be viable. It should work fine, but it's going to take a couple trial runs to find the bugs and find the flaws in our thinking before we turn it loose to the membership entirely.
Okay. That works. And do we have a list of all the available discounts for members?
I have a list from Lori, about 14 candidate programs.
Okay.
A couple of them have been implemented. And so, I mean, Lori brought up one in particular. With the absence of a membership card, some of these places you can't go and get a discount unless you have a membership card. So there is a trigger issue here about getting a membership
only
card
one.
To everybody.
Only one. The other stuff is done online.
Well, I was wondering, because some of the emails you said, some of them here are the list of candidates, but you didn't give any information about how they really work. So I don't know yet which ones will require membership verification or not.
Well, the, like, Swamp Boys and Hot Wachula and Whiskey Bent, those, and Sweet Smoke Q, those were all to be done online from members.
Yeah, those,
for their discount.
Those are pretty easy. Yeah, those are pretty easy because they would
exactly.
know the members.
But they're still not out there.
Yeah. So I can list those on pretty easily by just providing a contact point, but I got to contact them and find out how they want to handle this, if they're going to do it manually or they're going to do it by email or how they're going to do this process.
Yeah, they either want it done on the website or Facebook or email. The original thing said that. And now they're probably all going to have to be even reminded that it's there.
Yeah, I'll have to contact Jim and Rub and Matt and just talk to them and say, how are you going to handle this? How do you want me to present it on the website so that people follow the instructions you want to go through with the process?
Okay, so that is being worked on, right?
Yeah, I basically assimilated all the information that I got from Lori's emails and put it into a task list for myself, a ticker list, so I can go down one at a time and start ticking them off and start adding them to the website.
Okay. We'll move on from that one. The Rep report talked about they are still working on the rep manual rewrite. All right. Item 7 under old business is the newspaper. And we sent out a poll that listed multiple options for that. It came back pretty much scattered all over the place. So we then took the top two options, which were either, yay, verily, we want a limited newspaper, or no, we don't. And the vote came back from a majority of our members that they did not want the newspaper. So we probably need to approve that result and put this one to bed. Okay, would anybody like to make a motion that based on the results of member polls that we do not provide?
I'll make a motion that we don't provide an auxiliary newspaper such as National Barbecue News, because according to the poll, the majority did not want it.
Okay, is there a second?
I'll second it. This is Pat.
Okay. Any discussion? Okay. I think we have polled the membership multiple times on this and narrowed it down to this decision. So, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed. Okay, motion carries. Moving on to new business. Okay, number one is approve a change to the sanctioning agreement, which should be attached to the minutes, that requires the board to withdraw the sanction for a contest if a copy of the liability insurance policy with the FBA as a named insured is not received by 2 weeks prior to the contest. Is there a motion to accept that?
I make a motion that FBA be included in the liability insurance policy that the organizer takes out for his contest. Is that what you're asking?
No, I'm asking the real question here is
already a requirement,
a change
isn't
to sanctioning agreement?
Yeah, is a change to the sanctioning agreement to require the board to revoke sanctioning for any contest that does not provide that.
But I thought it's already required, isn't it? So it's not even a motion that should have to happen. Isn't it already required?
It's required that they provide it, but nowhere is the board given the authority to withdraw the sanction if they don't provide it.
If they don't provide it, it's not a sanctioned contest, period.
Right.
So there's nothing that says we should revoke it. If it's not provided within 2 weeks, it's not a sanctioned contest. We don't go. It's not a Tavares like 2 years ago. And now that everybody is keeping track of that stuff, period, we don't go. They're the ones who lose out on the money they spent.
I agree with you on that. Unfortunately, I have so many contests where I'm not getting that information.
All right. The problem is, yes, that's absolutely what should happen. And all that this change does is to give us the authority in writing to do that, which we don't have at the moment. It says, yes, we need to have the insurance, but nowhere does it say that if we don't have it, we withdraw the sanction.
Well, if we don't have it, it's not a sanctioned contest. There isn't anything that there doesn't have to reprimand each other. This is one of those.
I think you're going to find out legally that if we do not withdraw the sanction, that and it goes ahead without the insurance, we're hanging.
So my point being, if they have not met the fulfillment of their sanctioning agreement, it's not a sanctioned contest. If we miss it, shame on us. We don't have to withdraw it. It's not completed, period.
Okay, so what's your pleasure? Are you going
pleasure
to vote
is
to
that we keep really good track of this shit and not have to worry about
yeah.
it?
Well,
that's what we're trying to do with the lead rep expectation. And I think rather than just, well, like you say, it's not a sanctioned contest, but I think if we don't have it
yeah.
2 weeks prior, that lead rep needs to make a phone call.
Well, but you know what, Connie, I was reading, and now that you're saying that, and I agree, and here's where it lies on the secretary and the lead rep. But at that point, you guys are the ones who have to be talking to each other, because if it's not there 2 weeks out, then it's not a sanctioned contest, and it's a no-go. And all that money has to be.
I agree with you there, but I agree with you. But now we're changing the expectation of what the lead rep needs to submit to the secretary prior to the contest.
Yeah. All right, we're moving off of.
No, we need to. It definitely
we're not moving
needs
off
to be
of it, Steve. Up. This is what we need to be talking about, and there's never a place to do it. And like Bob was saying, it puts one more thing on the lead rep, whereas. He or she, Sheila or the other guys, are in communication with Connie or whoever the secretary may be.
Lori, if you look at this very carefully, you'll find that the second part, which we're not talking about here, actually relieves the lead rep of some of the things that they have to provide. They were doing this anyway. It is in the manual that they provide a copy of the sanctioning agreement. This is nothing new.
It's typically been turned in with all of their paperwork. The rub for me right now is that I've got about 10 contests with nada.
That's
yeah.
a problem.
That's a problem. All right. We have a more serious problem in that if we let somebody sneak through without an insurance policy, all right, they've breached the contract, and by Lori's thought, it is not a sanctioned contest, and we just don't go. But I think we have to have something to give us that backup, or we can show it in writing. And this is just a one-paragraph add-on to the sanctioning agreement that the organizer signs. And it says that if we don't have that 2 weeks out, the board shall withdraw sanctioning. Now, you know, this is a board decision. If you don't like it, and you don't want it, and you want the organization out hanging.
Obviously, I don't, because I've caught all kinds of shit on that we have been hanging out there, but it's already in place. If we're enforcing what's already there, we don't need the extra verbiage. That's my point.
Yeah, I think we just need to be a little more careful now. Now that I know that the reps aren't going to be start turning in stuff now that I'm really paying attention to what we're not getting. And I've tried to simplify it as much as possible for them by being able to get that sanctioning agreement and the insurance early. I'm happy to make a call to the lead rep for him to contact his organizer.
Okay, if you really think that that has to be done, I mean, I already think we have something in place. We just have never enforced it, or we haven't been paying attention, or somebody hasn't been paying attention.
I don't want to say, I'm not going to accept blame for all of it, but...
No, I don't think you should, Connie.
No, I
do not think you should.
No.
Please don't misunderstand that at all.
Wait a minute. By waiting for the reps to turn in the paperwork they're supposed to, and they're not doing it, that's
all right.
The problem.
Hold on. We got apples and oranges here. That's going to be the next item on the agenda. But what we've got now is a paragraph in the sanctioning contract that actually says that we can withdraw sanctioning if they don't turn in the insurance rider. And hopefully it will never be invoked. But I can see a situation, and I think if you read the sanctioning agreement very carefully, this is the only place it talks about the insurance policy. Anyway, somebody make a motion. Either to accept that or reject it.
Well, I'll make a motion that we accept the change to the sanctioning agreement. I think it's redundant, but I'll make that motion.
Okay, is there a second? Okay, is the motion dying for lack of a second? Okay, if that's the case, then we need a motion to reject it.
We don't need a motion to reject it. It dies. We don't need a motion to reject it. It's already there. We just need to enforce what we have with the checklist that we should be doing.
All right, Lori. And please enter in the minutes that we will cross out that change and it never existed.
But I think Connie's concern is huge and viable, but it's there. We just haven't been taking care of it.
Okay, Lori, do me a huge favor. And after the meeting, at your leisure, send me a copy of the sanctioning contract where it says that. And copy the board.
You want me to do
it? Yeah, you know, I'm quite willing to be correct. I couldn't find it. So obviously you found something I don't know. And
no,
that's happened
there
before.
There is a checklist. Wait. We never do anything in a workshop-type situation. There is a checklist, and there are things that are required. That's one of the things that's required.
Right.
If it's not met, it's not hitting the requirements that's due. It's already required.
Right.
If it's not met, then they're done.
All right, Lori, the issue is pretty much dead. You've got what you wanted.
I don't want anything. I want us to be protected.
What you're going to find is that the only actual contract that we have with an organizer. And, you know, I'm happy. Let's just move on. Let's quit beating it to death. It's died. It's fine. It's over.
Maybe if what we're looking at, what Lori's looking at is a checkoff list, maybe this little caveat needs to be put in to the agreement that they will sign. I don't see a problem with putting it on there. I'm not looking at a sanctioning. Actually, I could be looking at one. I just got one a minute ago.
Am I wrong in that is part of the requirement?
Okay.
And again, there's other people on this board, just nobody's saying anything. So I'm not arguing with it. I want us to be protected. But if it's something we already have on here and it's not being met, it's already taken care of. Then it's
okay.
not going to be sanctioned.
You see it on the sanctioning.
Yes.
Where?
Jim, go ahead.
Okay.
No, there is something on there. There's something on there. I don't know. I don't have it up in front of me, but there's something on there, but I don't know exactly what it reads or. But
All right.
Checklist. I am
looking at the sanctioning agreement. The first paragraph says this contract between the Florida Barbecue Association, the undersigned contest organizer, et cetera, et cetera. All right. This is a contract. This is a legal contract. No, and it is the only actual legal contract that we have.
Where? Show me
and
who
did. I am looking through this, and I find nothing other than sort of a boilerplate just above the signature block that says they will hold us harmless, and that's not worth the paper it's printed on.
It is not in the same agreement.
That's correct.
It is not, and I don't see a problem with putting it as a caveat on the sanctioning agreement somewhere.
But that's never how it, you know what? Again, I don't have one in front of me. That's never how that's been presented or approached, because I was under the assumption it was part of it. That's never how it's been presented to any of us.
It's on, under
so it's not like it's something, because obviously I don't want us to be our ass hanging out there. Never. I think you already know that. I've kind of gone beyond and above that people don't even know and see to find out crap. So obviously that's not what I want. If it's not on there, we need it. But that's not how it was presented. It's presented like it's already part of it.
Steve?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, this is Gary. I'm not on the board, but I just want permission to say something. As soon as my dog stops barking. The requirement for the $1 million policy is in the terms and conditions for a sanctioned contest, which is a separate document on the website. In the sanctioned agreement, it states that the undersigned agrees to abide by all requirements and responsibilities for the FBA sanctioned event. That's stated in the sanctioned requirements, which is not the sanctioned agreement, but it's in the terms and conditions for sanctioned contests. So the sanctioned requirement document references all the requirements for a sanctioned contest, which is the terms and conditions for a sanctioned contest. In there, it states that the $1 million policy must be provided by the organizer 30 days prior to the event in order to meet the requirements for a sanctioned contest. So the issue is whether you want to, when the board gets a sanction request, you want to basically say, we'll vote on basically honoring the date selected, and we'll tell the organizer we are protecting that date and you have that date reserved, but you are not sanctioned by the FBA until you meet all the requirements in the terms and conditions.
No, that is not the intent. The intent is to sanction it, but if they don't provide it, we withdraw the sanction. And you know, basically, this is a dead issue. We're beating a dead horse because the board has rejected the addition. Ho-hum.
Well, you know what?
Why don't we move on?
It was not presented that it wasn't in the main thing. So Gary just pointed out a fact that it's not in the main sanction agreement, but it's in the subsector, whatever. So it needs to be in the main thing. It's not like we're rejecting it. We want ourselves to be covered. It's just that it wasn't, it's presented like we're being redundant.
So why don't we address it and let's make a motion to add it?
Maybe we need to make a motion to marry the two requirements together and make it one document.
Oh, that's a nightmare because the...
But let's table this till the next meeting and we'll monkey with it then.
Yeah, I'd like to read, you know, actually look at this in more in depth.
Okay. All right. That being the case, there's not even any point in going on with number two, changing the rep policies. So I think, let me find my agenda here.
The only thing left is to determine if we want to meet on 26th.
Yep.
That's fine with me. This is Pat.
I'm probably able to.
Okay, is everybody happy meeting the 26th?
Yep.
I'm fine with it.
Okay. Okay, is there anything else that we need to cover?
Do you want me to see if there's anything? Because you have, I think we have something out here.
Yeah, we'll go to the members as soon as the board has a chance. Okay, comments from the membership.
I think this is Lou. Lou, did you have something? Lou?
It was a while back. One of our questions was, do we want two pages in the paper? We never had a chance to vote for one page.
Okay.
I think our members, if they want to advertise in it, they should just place their own ad.
Well, I think it's not so much advertising, it's getting the word out about FBA.
Okay.
I personally wouldn't want us to afford the purchase of a page ad, of a page, especially if we're not sending it to our members. But only my opinion.
I think that issues. That, you know, if you want to break it up again, that's cool. Whatever works.
I'm just saying you want some. That's a bad way of doing it.
Lou, we are such a regional organization that.
Connie, California's in there, Minnesota's in there, NEBS is there, yeah. Pacific Northwest.
And Dana writes his article about FBA.
Fine, then don't do it then.
Okay. Any other comments?
Yep. I'm going to Marty.
Hey, Marty.
Wait. Oh, wait. He didn't come on. Hang on.
All right.
Hey, there he is. Hey, Marty.
Hey, Marty.
Yeah, good evening. I was contacted by the Winter Haven organizer, and obviously he's new. And he was asking me for assistance on how to... submit his application to the World Food and to the American Royal. I told him that he was already an automatic qualifier for the JAG, but I gave him, I believe Gary's the lead rep. I gave him and told him to contact Gary. I just want to close a loop and so he gets all of that application into the appropriate channels to get listed as Royal and World Food.
Okay, I think Jim's got the Royal.
Marty, yeah, I got a meeting with them on Wednesday, so I will be talking to them on Wednesday. He contacted me last week. So
okay, he did.
Yeah, they got a bunch of questions about, you know, they want to have some other, like a chili cook-off and some other stuff. So I'm meeting with them on Wednesday.
Okay, good. Then, like I say, I didn't know the process. All I could do is refer him to Gary. If you got it, that's fine. But he wanted to get the World Food and the American Royal. So I just wanted to make sure somebody
can he contacted me, and those were his questions. I said that that contest is everything but the World Food, and I didn't know what entails, you know, for that.
Yeah.
If that has changed, and Lori maybe can answer that.
Well, and I'm
okay,
happy to continue to do that, but even though I'm not on the board, it's up to you guys next year.
No,
but
no, I'm
there
just
is
saying
a contact person.
Is what has been, you know, I know previous, you know, in years past, I think to be a World Food qualifier, you had to pay something.
No,
them.
That's something we kind of snuck out of. And I hate to say
okay.
it like that, but they were charging.
Yeah, I know it was
they used to
way
charge.
Back when they first started years ago.
Yeah. And I've been dealing with JB, but we kind of slid out of that. It used to be $400, and they haven't been doing that lately. I have no idea what they're going to do this year. I haven't talked to her except to confirm that Perry would be a qualifier if they want to do something.
Mm-hmm.
So...
okay.
Yeah, it's coming up. If I can help you, let me know.
Okay. Well, I'll talk to them about it, and then I guess find out what they're looking for.
How and when does the World Foods send out what their new ancillaries are going to be? Every year it seems
they
to be a little different.
Here's what happens, Connie. It's kind of funny you said that, but their ancillaries are based on their sponsorships. So the only thing that is determined in advance would be like the recipe contest. Like the year I was in it, it was cheese. This year it was breakfast. It depends on a sponsor. They get a year in advance. But like what the barbecue people did when we had pork belly and swordfish, it was based on whatever their sponsorship was the week before.
Wow.
Yeah,
and I didn't know that until the day before.
Yeah, and it was kind of quiet. They were like, "Well, don't tell anybody." I mean, I heard like 3 days before, and they were like, "But it's not widely known yet." So it's like,
Wow.
Pardon me.
Do they provide that meat since they give you no
yes,
time?
Yes, they do. Yeah.
They did.
They provide it the day before, but again, that's based on a sponsorship. A couple of years ago, they did ribs. In Vegas, where it was a people's choice, so it was stuff they made money on. And again, it's kind of all about making money for the overall to continue to do it. Yeah.
We just have ancillary contests at other events, and so. How do they know that that one's going to be a qualifier? Okay. Just
oh,
curious.
No. Our ancillaries, like bacon, is a category as long as I've always checked it in with her to make sure that they would accept it as one. It may be our ancillary, but it is actually, you know, if it's one of the nine categories, it is one of their qualifiers as long as they accept it. So, yeah,
cool.
good question.
All right. I just, like I say, I want to thank you. I just, like I say, was contacted by the organizer, and I know he's new this year and struggling. So, Jim, I hand it over to you and Lori. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Marty.
I don't see anybody else in the queue. Wait a minute. Here's one more.
Okay.
Jim, did you have something?
Who?
Yeah, Tim.
Tim who?
I guess not.
No, I don't have anything on that. I didn't press more.
Okay. Okay, sorry. Yeah, it was just geared up. Okay. That's all I had.
All righty. On that note, we're adjourned.
Goodbye. Thank you all for tuning in.
All right. Bye-bye.